Timberwolves now will try to spread things out. Trips right, still one man in the backfield with Morris. He's going to try to throw here on third down. Flush to the right. Here comes pressure. Throws a sky ball up there. Huskies have a chance for a pick, and they do! Intercepted by Brett Gervais. At his own 36-yard line, Huskies take turnover for turnover against the Timberwolves with 4:59 to go in the second quarter.
Well, what a great game by Michigan Tech football. Coach Curley and the football Huskies still undefeated. They are ranked in the, I think they're going to crack the top 10. Do we know how the other teams did ahead of them, Wes?
Yeah, I think the top 25 fared pretty well. I don't think there's any other top 25s ahead of us that lost.
We don't care. We're 5-0. Coach Curley is with us. Coach, congratulations. What a great game. Man, that first run was outstanding. I guess that was my first question. How predicted was that? I mean, did you see that going into the game that might be there?
Well, you know, it's off of our fly series, you know, where we, you know, try to bring the guy in motion to try to create some confusion and, you know, an extra hats, and it was an added sweep where we actually had one hat, you know, extra for him that, you know, the guy that you can't block, we had a hat for him, and then, you know, they had a kid get lost inside, and we popped it, and then, you know, Kevin took it up the sidelines, and, you know, I'd like him to have gone 80, but he went 59 and a half and, you know, got caught, but that's okay.
What a great play to start the game. How important was it to set the tone, even though you guys didn't score on that drive, still to move the ball like that?
Well, you know, we really didn't. You know, we popped that one long and then got down there and went and didn't score. We had a play on third down that on a crossing route that we thought was there for the first down, and you know, we dropped one and then missed the field goal. So it's one of those things where you go, you know, this isn't a good omen. But you know, we held them right away, and then our next drive came back and punched it in. But then, you know, fairness to them, then one play and they're in the end zone, and now it's 7-7. And I mean, you know, then from there on in, I think we owned the first half pretty well,
Coach,
both sides of the ball.
Can you explain to a lot of us that don't understand obviously the game like you do, what happened on that big pass play that you know, we got caught underneath their receivers like that?
Well, we just, you know, we had the right check. They went, you know, with formation into the boundary, so it, you know, checked us into a man. You can see on the film all of our checks were good. We just got beat. We had a, you know, guy that got beat on a deep route, and you know, their guy made a great play. You know, now the kid that made that play is you know, for all the local people, that's Billy Tarbox's grandson,
right?
You know, and so, you know, he's a good young man. He ran back some punts and did a good job against us last year. In fact, you know, Bill called me from Florida, you know, earlier in the week, or just left a message and said, hey, you know, don't. You know, I hope you guys win, but I hope he plays well. Well, he got his wish.
Yeah.
Coach, have you ever been a part of a game where the time of possession and just the number of plays run was so such a wide margin between the two teams?
I don't think I've ever had a 43. I can remember a couple 40 or, you know, 41 minutes, but I don't remember one at 43, and that, you know, and to have, what, I think 12 or 13 plays against you in the whole first half.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, that one is probably as good as I've ever been involved with, yeah.
Well, that leads to a very rested defense too, right? I mean, when you have a situation like that.
Well, that's the one. We were in a meeting with our defensive staff yesterday morning. We were counting, you know, I try to go check and see who played how many plays and that stuff, and, you know, a couple of guys have played six plays, and I said, well, that's half the first half.
Yeah, after a week off too, so they're ready to go this weekend.
Well, we hope so. We hope so.
Coach, how about, you know, what can you say about Brandon Cowie? Again, you guys were 20 of 25 combined on third and fourth downs, and a lot of that was, again, him.
Yeah, it was. You know what? We ended up, 18 for 23, and then we went for the two first fourth downs. So we were actually 20 of 23 on what we call possession downs. He had five of them, I believe, were him running, and I think we had three that were not him either running or throwing. So, I mean, he's accountable for what amounts to, 17 conversions.
I mean, that's incredible.
It's incredible.
I mean,
yeah.
You just don't see that.
And a 20-play drive and a 17-play drive in the same game as well.
Yeah, that was you know, you get him up to 16, 17 plays, that's a lot of plays. And we had, like I said, we had two that were longer than that. It was, you know, that first half, like you said, if what was it, 53 plays to 13 plays? I mean, that's, in, I think we had, what, 20, almost 24 minutes to six.
You got to Grand Valley State, obviously, this week. Your schedule gets a lot more difficult now in the next 4 weeks. I think I added it up that the combined winning percentage of your next four teams is something like 22-3.
Yeah.
You know, those teams are going to be tough. You start with Grand Valley this week. Talk about just the next phase of your schedule here.
Well, we try to only worry about one ahead of us. We know, you know, in the long run, you know, they're on your schedule, so you've taken a peek at them, and we understand what's, like you said, the next four are I've lost three games between the four teams, so you know we understand that. But this week, you know, we'll get ready to play. It's, you know, it'll be a great environment down there. You know, there'll be 12,000, 13,000, 14,000 people. They're pushing their white out, but you know, we got a little AC/DC Back in Black with us, so we'll be okay.
Coach, you look at their only loss. I think it was the Ferris State game. What was there? What happened in that game that might help us beat this team?
Well, you know, Ferris got a pretty good offensive
right.
football team. You know, I mean, you find the club that stops them, and I think you'll have a lot of people watching that game film. But you know, that was a close football game at halftime. You know, I think it was a one-score ball game at halftime, and then, you know, they just, you know, all of a sudden the snowball got rolling downhill in the second half, and you know, they got into, you know, some sets and got some matchups, and you know, I think Ferris's offensive talent with that quarterback, and they've got some great wide receivers, you know, kind of exploited some matchups for them.
Coach, we mentioned the Back in Black. We'll be wearing our black jerseys on the road, which is kind of an unusual thing, but we wore white pants at home, and I don't remember the last time, if ever, that we've done that, at least since I've been at Michigan Tech. What was the significance there?
Well, those are our new game pants. You know, we've got, first time ever that I can remember, you know, one time there were some gold pants, but we ordered those. We wore white on top of white at Saginaw. You know, we talked to the seniors. We said we wanted to wear white pants three times, so we'll wear them probably, you know, one more road trips yet. You know, I thought they were different, sharp. You know, we really liked the white on white when we went to Saginaw. So,
yeah, cool.
You know, I kind of let them pick it. You know, I'm the last guy that should be, you know, the swag coordinator, if you would. So.
How about, I know you had a lot of former players back in, you know, from the 63 and 65 conference championship teams. Talk about how the weekend went with those guys.
Well, we got a bunch of emails, you know, over the weekend and yesterday from those people thanking us. You know, I got a really nice email from Coach Lucier and a nice email from Denny Ewers, who was kind of in charge of it. But we brought that group back. You know, we had a great thing on Friday. That group came up to our practice. And when practice was done, you know, we gathered up our team and that group, you know, kind of lined up and all told us, you know, what position they played and kind of busted someone's chops a little bit and made, you know, some snide remarks, which were, you know, our kids enjoyed, and gave us the hometown. So then, you know, after that was done, a lot of our kids went over and visited with some of the guys that, you know, were from, you know, from Fond du Lac or Grayling or wherever they may have been from. And that was, I thought, beneficial for both parties, and we got, you know, I think our kids enjoyed it, and I think the 65, you know, crew did also.
Well, pretty cool.
Yeah, you got looking forward to the weekend, Coach. You've had a chance to play in front of some great crowds at home, and obviously a big crowd down at Saginaw. It's going to be another one down at Grand Valley State this weekend, a night game on the road, and two teams that obviously have designs on making the playoffs. So we're looking forward to the game, Coach.
Well, we're trying to get this one. We're excited for the opportunity to get down there and show our stuff, if you would.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck, and we'll have the broadcast on Mix 93 or WMPL, and I can't wait. It's Michigan Tech football undefeated, taking on Grand Valley. They have a loss, and that'll be at 7:00 on Saturday night. And Coach, good luck.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Coach Tom Curley here on Mix 93. More Huskies Drive Time after these.